unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Hope you had an absolutely positively wonderful week. And this is Stephen A. Smith coming at you with the Stephen A. Smith Show over the airwaves of Sirius XM. Mad Dog Sports Radio, every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. And if you want to leave your voicemail messages, you can always reach out at SiriusXM.com/GetSirious. That's SiriusXM.com/GetSirious. And I'll get your recorded voicemail messages that you leave for me. We got a lot of stuff to get into today. The one and only Alex Rodriguez is coming on at the top of the 2 o'clock hour to talk about his new docuseries that everybody is talking about on HBO. So I'm looking forward to talking to my man A-Rod about that. Make no mistake. But there's a lot of stuff to get into, primarily about the football season, because boy, did we have an NFL weekend to remember. You saw the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Indianapolis Colts. You saw the Baltimore Ravens 1-5 weeks ago, now having won 5 straight and now sit atop the AFC North along with the Pittsburgh Steelers and are in the hunt for a playoff berth. We saw the Los Angeles Rams, without question, looking like the best team in football right now, courtesy of Matthew Stafford, beating up on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last night. We've got a Monday night football game coming up where the Carolina Panthers are visiting the San Francisco 49ers, and they're in position to actually lead the AFC South with a win tonight, believe it or not, in San Fran. So, or Santa Clara to be exact. So that's something to get into. And all of that. Oh, you saw, of course, let me not forget Shador Sanders showing up in Vegas with his daddy in attendance and balling out well enough to propel the Cleveland Browns over the Las Vegas Raiders. And oh, by the way, in the process, Myles Garrett is just putting everybody on notice that he's unquestionably the best defensive player in football, a monster if there ever was one on the football field, and what level of comparisons he warrants to Aaron Donald or various others throughout the years, because Myles Garrett simply is that dude. He is something special. 18 sacks on the season, 14 sacks over the last 5 games. Only player in the National Football League with 3 or more games with at least 3 sacks in a game. Unbelievable what he is doing. Make no mistake. But the story, the lead story, are the Dallas Cowboys. And the fact that the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, played like America's team last night. My man T-Love, I have no doubt one of my favorite callers, will be on the line with us in a little while because he's got some explaining to do, sticking out his chest, bloviating, huffing and puffing, acting like it was going to blow somebody's house down. And sure enough, he's got a mea culpa because the Philadelphia Eagles, the reigning defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, went into Dallas, went up 7-0, courtesy of a touchdown to A.J. Brown. Went up 14-0, courtesy of a touchdown by Jalen Hurts. Went up 21-0. And then collapsed. And the Dallas Cowboys came back from a 21-0 deficit. They were up 21-0. And they blew it. They got shut down. 5 punts, a turnover, you know, going over, getting taken down on downs. Philadelphia Eagles gave up 24 unanswered points. Dak Prescott throwing for over 300 yards. CeeDee Lamb catching a 48-yard bomb. George Pickens looking like an all-world receiver. And the Philadelphia Eagles seemed ill-equipped to do a damn thing about it. As a result, the Dallas Cowboys walked away with a 24-21 come-from-behind victory, courtesy of an Aubrey field goal at the end. Brandon Aubrey's 42-yard field goal as time was expired. Dak Prescott, to be specific, 354 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, ran for a tying score. And the Eagles defense gave up 473 yards of offense to the Dallas Cowboys, a season high. 86 more yards than their previous season worst. Now, this is the same Eagles defense that gave up a total of 16 points in its two previous games. But that was not to be the case for Vic Fangio's defense yesterday afternoon. They got beat up. George Pickens caught all nine of his targets for 146 yards, rather, and a touchdown. Both of his targets for 52 yards came against Cooper DeJean, the most DeJean has allowed to a single receiver in any game of his career. Now Pickens ranks as the second leading receiver in the National Football League behind Jackson Smith and Jigba with 1,054 receiving yards, 8 touchdown catches, ranking third in the league, by the way. I picked the Cowboys to win this game. Y'all remember last week when T-Love was one of the callers calling up thinking I needed to be drug tested. I picked the Dallas Cowboys to win this game. And one of the things that I said was this could end up being the best thing to happen to the Eagles. Because what we've learned now is how predictable, how pedestrian the Eagles offense is. They don't really do anything to fool you. There's very, very little movement. There's too much one-on-one. And when it really, really mattered, over the last two quarters, 11 minutes and 30 seconds, the Philadelphia Eagles offense did nothing. Absolutely not. Not a damn point. They didn't score a damn point. And that's what you got to look at here. Jalen Hurts season high, 39 pass attempts, complete 69% completion, 289 yards passing, a TD, a sack, no turnovers, ran for 33 yards and 2 touchdowns, by the way. But here's what you need to know. For the Philadelphia Eagles, their first three drives of the game, 187 yards, 12 first downs. Final eight drives, 0 points, 7 first downs, 5 punts, 1 fumble, 1 missed field goal, and only 3 plays run in Dallas territory. I mean, you can't make this up. And A.J. Brown, I don't know how much he could complain about. He's been targeted 21 times over the last two games, caught 15 catches. It was his most productive two-game stretch of this season, and they still lost. Now, the Eagles are 23-3 when he has at least one touchdown catch, including the postseason. One of them was not yesterday. You got some self-inflicted errors by the Cowboys. We all saw Dak Prescott throw his interception in the red zone. We saw that 4th-and-3 check down to Javonte Williams after missing a wide-open Jake Ferguson, by the way, because Jake Ferguson was wide open. All right? You missed him. I'm just looking at this, and I'm just saying, my God. Can Dallas really, really make a run? That's really, really the question mark right here. Dak Prescott, 36-9 against NFC East opponents. 10-5 versus the Philadelphia Eagles in his career. 47-47-1 against everybody else. That's Dak Prescott's resume. 500 against everybody else outside of the NFC East. Right now, we're looking at the playoff picture. Dallas Cowboys are 8th. There's 7 teams that gets into the playoffs. Dallas Cowboys are 10th, I'm sorry. Detroit Lions are 8th. Dallas Cowboys are a game and a half back. Rest of their remaining schedule. Home against the Chiefs on Thanksgiving. Then they go on the road at Detroit. Then they play the Vikings at home. Then they play the Chargers at home. And then they end the last two games of the season on the road against Washington and against the New York Giants. I don't see them beating the Chiefs on Thanksgiving. But here's the thing. I see Dallas beating everybody else. They beat everybody else. That's a 10-6-1 record. Can that get you in the playoffs in a crowded NFC East? That's the real question mark right here. Winning one of the next two games against the Chiefs and the Lions, I think they could do. Winning the final four games to see, don't get me started with J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota. That's a victory. The Commanders, that's a victory. The Giants, they can make it interesting because they have nothing to lose on the last game of the season, but that should still be a victory. And then, of course, you got the Chargers, which will be a tough one, but the Cowboys can beat them. And congrats to Dak Prescott, 34,378 passing yards, passing Tony Romo for the most passing yards in Dallas Cowboys franchise history. Neither of them ever went to an NFC championship game. So we ain't comparing them to Roger Staubach. We ain't comparing them to Troy Aikman. All right? But you want to sit up there and give them props for surpassing Tony Romo and them accumulating their yardage but not doing much come playoff time? Have at it. That's the Dallas Cowboys story right now. They got to go 5-1 the rest of the way. Can they do it? That remains to be the question. I think they can. I really, really do. I think they do. I think they can. But I don't see them winning. You know, you get Chiefs and the Lions. I don't see them winning both games. I really, really don't. That I cannot see. I'm sorry. I'm not there. I'm just not there. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Dak Prescott talked about how badly this game was needed. Let's hear from the star quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys because he is playing like a star right now.
That game was needed. And no, never blinked, never had any doubt, and 1,000% believed from the beginning. I mean, there was times, right, I'm telling guys, believe. And then there was a moment there in the fourth quarter where Book goes, believe. And I go, I know. Like, we're done with the believe. We've believed long enough, and we've got ourselves back in this game. Like, now you've got to know. And so that's just it's a testament to this brotherhood. There's going to be moments when you're down a touchdown. There's going to be moments when you're down maybe two touchdowns. And that's not going to be the last time for the season. And when you have a game like this, talking about the belief or knowing that that's what this allows guys in that locker room to do is to believe we're going to come back or know that we have the team, the brotherhood, the connection to do just that.
Yeah, that's true. It helped that the Eagles didn't have Lane Johnson out. I think their record is like 120-62-1 since 2013 when he plays. They have a losing record when he doesn't. That's not who Jalen Hurts had available to him yesterday. Maybe that explains why Saquon Barkley is making Joe Shane look like a brilliant GM for the New York Giants in terms of long-term investment in them, because Saquon Barkley and whatever he was yesterday, whatever he was last season, he has not looked that way this year. He has not looked that way this year. I mean, you're talking about very, very anemic performances. Saquon Barkley had 22 yards rushing on 10 carries, including just 11 yards the rest of the game after Philadelphia was up 21-0. So from 11:30 in the second quarter to the rest of the game, with 11:30 left in the second quarter to the rest of the game, Saquon Barkley accumulated a total of 11 yards. I mean, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. And you can bring up Jerry Jones acquiring Quinnen Williams and all of this stuff all you want to. Ain't nobody supposed to be clogged the middle that much to the point where Saquon Barkley can't do more than that. By the way, Quinnen Williams, recently acquired from the New York Jets by Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. 8 quarterback pressures and a tackle for a loss against the Philadelphia Eagles. That's not bad. That's not bad. Give credit where credit is due. In the end, I suspected the Dallas Cowboys would win this game, and I said if the Eagles are ever going to legitimately defend their crown, with all the complaints that we've had about their offense, if they're going to ever to legitimately defend their crown, okay, I said the best thing that could happen to them is to lose this game against the Cowboys. I think they will lose it because I think this will be the wake-up call the Philadelphia Eagles needed. But that don't negate the fact that they gave up. They were spotted 21 points and still lost. That's bad. That's very, very bad. We'll see how they recover from this. T-Love and Philly, couldn't wait for you. I knew you'd be calling. The floor is yours, my brother. You got a lot of explaining to do.
I got a lot of explaining to do. Let me tell you something, man. I was sick, physically ill, okay, yesterday after the way they lost that game, man. And the only thing I can tell you, man, is, listen, coaching has a lot to do with what's going on here.
Okay,
and
This
is because the offensive coordinator has no creative concepts at all. He doesn't know how to adjust. He's never done a job before, and you can see it. It's been in our faces. This is exactly the same thing that happened back in 23. It doesn't make sense, man. You've got to do something. I see other people. Do you fire the head coach? Not fire the head coach. But damn, the head coach, we already know, he can't call plays either. He's never been able to call plays. That's why you have an offensive coordinator that calls the plays. But this guy, you can't put a rookie head coach, like offensive coordinator, into a system that you expect to win the Super Bowl. They scored 21 points in the first quarter. There's no doubt about this offense being able to score. You got to have the right person to make the job happen. Come on, man.
Well, here's the problem with you. Here's the problem with you, T-Love, and your take, okay? You weren't saying that Friday. You weren't saying that Thursday. Matter of fact, you weren't saying it Wednesday either. If I recall, you were sticking out your chest. Other than giving your wife, the lovely Nicole, props, you understand, at y'all wedding anniversary, all you kept doing was talking about how Eagles going to shut everybody up. Matter of fact, you implied that I needed to be drug tested when I said the Cowboys was going to win. And then not only did y'all lose, y'all lost after being up 21-0. So everything that you said, there were no personnel changes. There was no coaching changes leading into this game. You knew exactly who you were going to have available to you, and you stuck out your chest and you said what they were going to do. But it didn't happen, T-Love. It didn't happen.
Hey, Steve.
Look, I'm just saying.
I hear you. You're talking loud, and you should be.
Oh, no. I'm not talking loud. I'm just talking facts.
I'm talking facts, brother.
That's what I'm talking about.
Listen. I'm not hiding from nothing. I don't apologize for nothing I did. I don't apologize for nothing I said. And that game started out, you hung your hands because they looked like it was going to be a repeat of the Super Bowl. What happened? Coaching happened. What happened? Okay. That game looked like it was over in the first quarter. What happened?
All right, so let me ask you this question, all right, because I think it's fair. I think it's fair to ask you this question, all right? Do you believe that the Philadelphia Eagles right now are going to repeat the Super Bowl champions? T-Love's gone. Conveniently, when I asked that question, I'm not surprised. That's what that kind of loss can do for somebody, even a great, great fan of the Eagles like him. Are the Dallas Cowboys coming? That's a legitimate question. What's your answer? And is this the beginning of a resurrection for the Philadelphia Eagles or the beginning of the end? Those are two of the questions that come to my mind. I'll get into that, Shador Sanders, in a little bit more in just a minute. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Back with more of your calls in a minute. It's Stephen A., Mad Dog Radio. Holla.